This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Thursday. Hope it's going well for you. John Lopez, I'm Reginald Adetula. Figgy Fig out, feeling a little under the weather. We got Colin Neal on the ones and twos. Thank you, sir. If you want to hear more Texans, there is one on the way here at 2:30. Woody Marks. We'll be jumping on with the fellas of the drive.
Oh, nice.
They always get good ones.
Yeah, absolutely. Man. It's been really fun this season getting to hear all the various Texans jump on with the fellas. So make sure to set your appointment with the drive, really from 2 mm-hmm. out at Buffalo Wild Wings at Willowbrook, but specifically 2:30, Woody Marks will be jumping on with them. I think he is set up to possibly have a good game against the Patriots. We were talking to Chad Graff earlier today. He covers the Patriots for The Athletic, and He confirmed something that I felt pretty strong about, which is their run defense has been a little suspect, mm-hmm. especially at the end of the season. They're looking at the Chargers game as a validation that the run defense has gotten better, and I'm not certain on that.
Yeah.
So I think Woody Marks and this offense can do something. You know who's also set up to have a really good game?
Who's that?
Whoever's rushing against the left side of the Patriots offensive line, in my estimation. I want to give you some stats, which I'm sure you'll surprise to hear mm-hmm. that I'm going to give you some stats, but I want to give you some stats from that game, the Chargers and Patriots game in the wild card. All right, so you're looking at Will Campbell, who is the left tackle. He's the number 4 pick, was that?
Yeah.
In the draft this past year, and then another rookie, the guard Wilson. So in this game, Drake May was sacked 5 times. There was 4 pressures and a sack given up by the left guard,
yikes.
Wilson. 6 pressures and 2 sacks given up by the left tackle, Will Campbell.
Really?
Yeah, man. It was not a great day for that young left side of the offensive line for the Patriots. And so Will Campbell, I believe this was yesterday when they had media availability up there in Foxborough. He was asked about the online criticism that's been popping up for his game here. This is what he had to say.
I don't give a what anyone says, to be honest with you. It's easy to, type behind a Twitter account that, is fake. As I hold myself to the highest expectation of anybody, I want to be perfect. And it's hard for me to, get told that it's going to be hard to be perfect. But, the Chargers, obviously I didn't pitch a shutout. I had 2 or 3 plays that I wish I could have back. But that's $300 million in defensive ends.
Thank you, Forrest Gump.
Yeah, he went real Forrest Gump on that one.
He's the one that
like to run.
He's the one that had the really famous pre-draft quote, right? About
he did. I'm trying to remember exactly.
About you give up. Sack a game.
Yes.
You're going to be in the Hall of Fame. You give up 1 sack a game. You're going to be sacking groceries or something. All right. He's a very candid guy. I actually like him a lot. I've watched him a lot. He was at LSU.
Yeah.
Good luck. I mean, and the other thing is Sheldon Rankin's going to run it back? Get another one of those highlight, real defensive tackle plays that you don't see a lot when you put the guard on his back?
Did Will Anderson have another dream, possibly?
And Will Anderson.
And that was ultimately what I was going to get to. We're talking about the likes of Tyre Tart and Khalil Mack. And I'm not trying to say nothing bad about Buffalo alum Khalil Mack, but Khalil Mack, 34 years of age, and I don't think that he is the same exact Khalil Mack as he once was, but I mean, those are solid dudes, don't get me wrong. How do they compare?
Not good. to, I mean, not as good.
I was like, yeah, it was about, yeah, I didn't even have to finish it. Do it. Yeah. Will Anderson Jr., either Sheldon Rankins or, you know, Tommy Togiai, getting after the left side of that offense.
Barnett.
Derek Barnett, when he rotates in. That is a real susceptibility. Like, there is some real shoddy work to that construction on the left side. Because not only was it just that game, if you go back, I went and you know what my general get down is when I bring up PFF. I got to put my asterisk. It's subjective metrics. It's not the end all be all. But Will Campbell, his grade in pass blocking was a 76, which was good for being the 23rd of 89 tackles.
Not awful.
Not awful. Yeah. But we're talking about the playoffs here. And where and we're Will talking Anderson. About. Exactly.
We're talking about Will Anderson.
Playoffs? We're talking about playoffs?
Thank you, Jim Mora. That is something where it's easy to be like, oh, man, this defensive line's going to eat. I think there's actually real, real concerns for Drake May off of that left side. Oh, wait, is he right-handed? Blind side.
Yeah. Yeah. No, look, the other part about it is you mentioned, you know, how much everything is ratcheted up in the playoffs. These guys are also on about as good a groove as you can get on, get in. Rushing the passer and pressures. You know, we talk about all the sacks that they had, but the pressures were off the charts. And I think Chad talked about that as well, that they wouldn't, that there was even more pressures that were put on Chad Graff.
I think you might be thinking about he was talking about the defense where they didn't do a lot of pressuring. They got some good, sacks, but they didn't get, so that's the defense.
But we're talking about,
which
but
is
talking
also
about
good.
The Texans pressures.
Yes.
17.
Texans are great at adding pressure. So he's going to be under constant pressure.
Yeah.
Will Campbell, just to fully flesh this out, he had 40 pass blocking snaps in that game, which was just and that was just his fourth career game allowing multiple sacks. Mm-hmm. So usually he's pretty stout. But in that game, I mean, and there was pressures against Tui Polotu. Mm-hmm. There was pressures against Adafe Owe. There was pressures against Khalil Mack, Tierra Tart. Everybody that came up against him gave him a little bit of hell. And all those names, they pale in comparison to what the Texans have. That's going to be something that what's funny, I was going to say, I know that this team will take advantage of, but I don't know that they're going to take advantage of in the, we're going to throw a whole bunch of schematic things that way. But I think that they're going to make this really, really hard on Drake May and Josh McDaniel.
And how are they going to help when there's a Daniil Hunter on the other end? You know, you talk about chips.
That's the thing.
But you can only do it on one side, really, by and large.
And I think that they went with a lot of five-man protection. They can't do that against the Texans.
No.
But what happens if they bring dudes in? That's fewer dudes in routes. That's longer times that Drake May is standing there looking for somebody to get open. And that's more opportunities for the defensive line to come up and hit. The one thing I will say as a negative is that's also more inspiration for him to pull his head down and run. And so, again, it leans even heavier to what we were talking about, where if you can manage to keep his legs from impacting this game, you have an opportunity to really make Drake pay in this game.
I really believe
Drake
that
Drake I was pay. Accidentally. Didn't mean to do that.
I really believe that normally Drake May, they'll call the occasional planned run, called run. It's mostly off the cuff. I think there's going to be more planned runs, you know, than ever. Just to and I think it was Seth Payne talking about it earlier. Even if you just do a couple early, and I think it goes for the Texans as well. Even if you just run C.J. Stroud a couple times early, just so it's in their head. Or was that you talking about that?
No, that was Seth.
Yeah,
I stole that one from him.
I think both teams are going to try to establish something with the and it's imperative that C.J. Stroud does it. But I think they're going to really try to do it with Drake May.
Also, just to bring you back to the audio, the confidence on this dude.
Yeah.
He had a whopper of a game in Will Campbell. And he's like, you know, a couple of snaps. I will say, though, in doing that, does that not remind you a little bit of C.J. Stroud in this game where he had a rough game? Now, I think that this was more, I think C.J. Stroud's weird, you know, bad game was a little bit more anomalous than some of the things that you saw from Will Campbell. But just to remind you, and do we have cut five here? From was it five that I ultimately said? Yeah, cut five here from C.J. Stroud after the game on Monday. This was, if you remember, this was C.J. Stroud after the game, and it rubbed some people the wrong way.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like.
Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think guys come up to me and, you know, give me encouragement. But, you know, I think everybody, the one thing I like about our team is everybody holds themselves accountable. It's not just on CJ, not just on me. So I've been on teams like that where, that, you know, that's a lot of pressure. But, you know, everybody, you know, is like, I could have did this better. I could have did that better. But I think it does start with me. I got to take care of the football. But, you know, I thought I played a good game and those guys did as well. So
I could see where it rubbed some people wrong way. That was as bad a game as, I mean, they won, not despite, but they overcame CJ Stroud.
Five times the ball on the ground, three turnovers. Anomalous in his history. This is not something he typically does. Mm-hmm. I was reading something, though, this morning that kind of, or was it this morning? It might have been yesterday. Kind of, I think, changed my perspective on this.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if this is what's necessary, not necessarily to just straight flush it, but to help get over this. Are you familiar with John Ryan?
Oh, yeah.
John Ryan, he punted in the NFL for mm-hmm. 12 years, couple of years with the Packers, and then 10 with the Seahawks. He is the latest of the former players that have written for The Athletic in a series that they entitled Peak, about performance and the mental sides of the games. And he wrote about the pressure that is there as a punter. He said that it's 24 hours a day. Even in my sleep, I couldn't escape it. I still have punting dreams, sometimes nightmares, a couple times a week. And this is, I mean, years removed mm-hmm. from him doing this. He was talking about, especially like his very first punt. And I take you to a segment that I like to call reading. Quote, "And then my very first punt in the NFL was not a good one. I hit an absolute line drive, a worm burner, a dribbler, and it ended up going about 35 yards with no hang time. Luckily, some rookie named Devin Hester was the returner that day. First game in the NFL, didn't return that punt very far, but later in the game, he took one to the house."
Who?
All week, yeah, right? Only a Hall of Famer. "All week afterward, our coach was in our ears. I can't believe you let some rookie nobody return on us. How could we do that? Early in my career, I'd sit on the sideline and dwell on a bad punt. I didn't have the mental capacity to just flush it. If I had a bad punt, I'd think about it. It could end my job. It could end my career. As I became older, I became more used to what was going to happen. When I was coached by special teams coordinator Brian Schneider, he knew that no one was going to be harder than myself, so he never said anything to me. I learned how to move on by just going through my routine. Where the ball was, where warming up, those things. When I was younger, I always used to think the best punters were dumb. I thought that was such an advantage to be dumb. I don't consider myself dumb, but I always tried to take on the attitude. Screw it, on to the next one."
Yeah.
And I do wonder if that is somewhat entrenched in what CJ is going through there, even where he's like, hey, you know, I still think I had a good game outside of those turnovers, where it feels like he's not taking responsibility. I wonder if that's more of a protection mechanism for him with the immense pressure that exists being a quarterback in the NFL, and particularly one in the playoffs here.
See, I think it kind of validates something else.
Okay.
And that is, you can say that all you want, and he just did. He kept telling himself, you know, that he was going to he was going to get over it. Screw it. I'm going to get over it. But he said he's still having haunting dreams.
Yeah.
And so to me, CJ Stroud, I think, is doing everything consciously that he can, including that to put it aside, flush it, as they say, and all that. I just find it very, very hard to believe that it's gone, that it's not a factor.
I see where you're coming from but I think also, in that, I get why you're suing that, and I'm not trying to invalidate.
I mean, Ryan just basically said that,
right?
Like, I did all the things, I tried,
yeah,
but I'm still having nightmares.
And I think the way I looked at that is, especially when he was young, him dwelling on it was not the way to fix, and mm-hmm. not the way to get over to the next one.
Yeah,
him focusing on the things that he could fix and the things that he could, well, not fix, the things that he could adjust and the things that he could work on, and the things that he could do inherently. Yeah. Were the things that helped him be better in the next one, and that not allowing the previous snap to ruin the next one, so to say.
Yeah.
I'm trying to take that CJ Stroud response, the way that he came after that, from that lens, because I could very much see how that could fit into this in this thought process.
And I think consciously that is probably what's going on. They might not even be talking about it over at NRG. You know, hey, let's go next one. You know, next day, have a good practice, have a good rep, all that stuff. But in your mind, it's all of us. It's everyone. In your mind, you're just there's just that part of you, you know, that it's just hard to overcome. No matter how hard you try to, oh, I'm not going to pay attention to that. Yeah, you do. It's in there. And that's my only worry about this game. I feel really good about what the Texans are going to do. I want C.J. Stroud to actually put in practice what we're talking about here and play as if nothing happened.
Does it give you any confidence, some of the things that we've unveiled during this show about some of those opportunities that could very much be there over the middle, the opportunity to be able to run the ball well?
That one.
Running the ball well?
I really want to see some semblance of C.J. Stroud taking opportunities to run the ball. I mean, there were lanes that were so obvious to him. I don't care what, and if he had his eyes downfield or whatever, that he just didn't take against the Steelers. One of them turned into a turnover.
Yeah.
You see that opportunity, go.
I forgot to mention even the, interestingly, C.J. Stroud, you know, praising the offensive line yesterday said something that was very interesting in there. And this could be just harping on a small detail.
Oh, I know where you're going with this. Yep.
When he, you know, he was talking about them playing well and he's starting to get, and he used the word starting to get, you know, more used to it or something to that effect. And I was like, starting, interesting. Because that would, in my mind, feel a little indicative of the way that he's thinking about it. That,
right.
You know, he is feeling like he is still finding his feet, finding his settlement. And I think that can be encouraging in that if he still feels like he's getting there as opposed to he is there, that means that there's room for improvement, which no matter where you are on the spectrum, if you think that there's still, you know, he's fine and that it's going to be good or he's, you know, he's not been fine, better is on the horizon, at least in his mindset. Yeah. So I'm excited to see how that comes to the field come Sunday at Gillette Stadium. 2 p.m. here on Sports Radio 610 is where you'll be able to hear that. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. This is typically time where I look over and turn things over to Figgy Fig for the mixtape. He is sick, so I will be handling the duties. However, do you feel like you have a friend that loves you like this friend guy? I'll let you in on that story next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.